Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Praise God. I bless and praise God. Amen. For you, you, and you this morning. Amen. How many know that Jesus will fix it for you? Praise God. He will fix it. Glory to God. I thank God. Amen. For his grace and his mercy this morning. Amen. For all that he is doing, all that he is speaking, and all that he is saying in the kingdom of God. I thank God. Amen. Praise God. I just almost did a step up in here. Amen. This morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Jesus will fix it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Let me pray. Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, God, that a supernatural anointing will overtake us, overshadow us, and undergird us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, if there's anyone that's dealing with a situation today, Lord God, that you will bring an answer, God, that you will bring a change, God, in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you bless every home in here, God, and on the air, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we cancel every assignment of the enemy right now, God, that will try to come up against the word of God today, Lord God. Let our hearts be open to you, Father God, and your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we praise you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Now, I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will breathe on me this morning a fresh new anointing, God, that I may deliver your word, God, to thy people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, you know that I need wisdom. I need knowledge. I need the understanding of you, God, and your revelation, God. And God, I ask that you stir up, God, that prophetic gift that's on the inside of me today, Lord God, that I would speak your word, God. Ah, yes, God, with power and authority, Father God, from heaven, Lord God. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing on today. Now, God, I ask you have your way in Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. And my soul says amen on today. Praise the Lord, everybody. Today, I want to take us to the books of Acts. Amen. The book of Acts, the ninth chapter. The book of Acts, the ninth chapter. I want to start at the first verse. I'm going to be reading, amen, because, you know, on this week, as I was in prayer this weekend, I heard the Lord, amen, speak, and he said, Damascus. And I said, Damascus, okay, God, so this is what you want me to talk to your people about today. So we are going, amen, we're going to be reading, we're going to be expounding, amen. The Holy Spirit is going to have his way today. Damascus, the road of Damascus. Amen. Praise God. So let me begin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Just give me 1 minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Okay. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murders against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogue of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shined around him from heaven. And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? The Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. Then Saul rose from the ground, and when his eyes was open, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him in to Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither ate nor drink anything. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Now, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him, the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. And in a vision, he had seen a man named Ananias. This is Saul. He's seeing God is speaking to Ananias, telling him what to do. Now here comes Paul in a vision. He seen a name, Ananias, and a man coming and putting his hands on him so that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who are calling on your name. But the Lord said to him, go, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Here, and Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once and arose and was baptized. Here we find, amen, glory to his name. We find Saul, praise God, breathing out threats. One of the most dramatic encounters with Jesus occurred when Jesus was no longer walking here on earth. Here we find, amen, one of God's men. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We talked about Jesus who walked the earth but no longer walked the earth. He was in heaven. Here it happened when a man named Saul met our Lord on the road of Damascus. Who was Saul of Tarsus? He was a faithful Jew. Amen. Praise God. He was a member of a proud tribe of Benjamin. One of the two tribes had remained faithful to King David. The first king of Israel, Saul, came from the tribe of Benjamin. It was likely that Saul of Tarsus had been named from him. Amen. Praise God. He was a Pharisee, a member of a strict sect of the Jews. The name Pharisees mean separated one. Come on, Holy Ghost. And Saul was a member of this elite group. As such, he considered himself faultless in keeping the law. He was a persecutor of the church. The Bible says in Philippians 3, if you read it, Paul says that this is a sign of the extreme zeal that he had for God. Paul went from house to house arresting Christians. He was present even when Stephen was stoned, consenting to his murder. He voted for the death penalty, amen, praise God, for the believers of Christ. If you had been a Christian at that time, you would have gone to share the gospel with a man like Saul. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is that the kind of man that would want in your church? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. A lot of times we have ideas of everybody has to be clean and everybody has to be upright and praise God. They have to be, praise God, yes, they have to be this major person, amen, to walk in Christ and got it all together, praise God. But how many know that God always chooses the rough ones? He chooses the ones that have been thrown away. He chooses the ones, amen, that have been talked about. He chooses the one, praise God, that nobody wants. Come on, Holy Ghost. If he'd been in the church at that time, would you be in the church? Amen. Is the kind of man that would want in your church? Come on, somebody. Is that the kind of man you would expect to be converted by God? I give you glory. It was the kind of man that God chose. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God chose Saul. The Bible says, we see in Acts 9 that Saul was headed for Damascus to arrest the Christians and that he could be there, amen, as he traveled. Jesus appeared to him. Not as a ghost, amen, but as a supernatural divine intervention, amen, of the Lord and the risen Christ. And Saul did not know who Jesus was, but he knew he was Lord. My God, I give you glory. Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Saul answered, who are you, Lord? And the Lord replied, I am Jesus. What a moment for Saul. Have you ever faced a moment like that? When you realize that everything you are doing is wrong. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. Have you ever been there? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about the ones, amen, praise God, with the crowns around their head that they never did anything. They was faultless, praise God. They just came to Christ and they had it all together. I'm talking about the ones that we still mess up. Come on, Holy Ghost. What a terrible feeling if you do face a moment like that. I hope you will react like Saul, who was able to change his life in accordance to a new realization. Amen. Praise God. Let's look at how Jesus dealt with Saul. He appeared to him on the road. This was no secondhand account, praise God. It was a face-to-face encounter with the resurrected Savior. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Anybody had an encounter with Jesus? I'm praying today, praise God, that we all have a supernatural encounter with the Lord, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You might not have an account, praise God, with Jesus the way somebody else had it, praise God, but you had an encounter. If you came to the Lord, you had an encounter. If you're still with God, you will have another encounter. Glory to his name. Face-to-face encounter with the resurrected Savior. He left him blind for 3 days. Now, this may seem harsh to you, praise God. Yes, can't you see how this time of blinding and blindness gave Saul the chance to reflect on the truth? To search through the scriptures in his mind and came to realization of where he had gone wrong. Praise God. If we know anything about Saul, praise God, he was taught by Gamaliel. Praise God, he was one that kept the law. Praise God, he knew the word back and forward. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But he has never had an encounter with Jesus. Praise God, all he knew was the law. Praise God, and he thought that he was doing things right by dragging the Christians out. Praise God, by chaining them, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But I'm here to tell you today, every chain, everything that's holding your bondage today, God is loosening it for you today in the name of Jesus. You will have that encounter. You will have the Damascus, the Spirit, saith the Lord thy God. When God gave me the word to speak to thy people, he said the people of God need another Damascus experience. They need to get their eyes open, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. They need another encounter with me, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. and it's mine, and it's mine. He came to realize that where he had gone wrong, and I think this time of affliction, like many, many times of suffering, was actually the gift from God to help Saul transform his life. Come on, Holy Ghost. He sent Ananias to teach him the truth. I fully believe this is something that God still does today. He uses his people to tell his story. God uses you and me to spread the good news. The heavens declare his glory. All nations proclaim his existence of creation. But it is the servants of God who teach the gospel. Ananias went to Saul, restored his sight, and was baptizing him in the name of Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. Now we think about Ananias. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Ananias, radical in obedience to God, can be dangerous. Just ask Ananias, who was minding his own business, when he was suddenly presented with this unthinkable task. God came to him in a vision and gave him a risky mission to visit a man with a reputation of murdering Christians. The man in question, yes, Holy Spirit, a relentless, fanatical Jew named Saul, had attacked the early churches violently and without mercy. No wonder Ananias struggled to make sense of what God was asking of him. Obedience would mean death. Come on, Holy Ghost. Unless God had greater plans that went beyond what Ananias' mind and heart could conceive. He could be part of something significant, but it required a huge risk. Even after Ananias' initial step of obedience, question remained, was Saul's conversion genuine? Is it genuine? Glory to his name. God, extraordinary transformation grace came upon Saul. Ananias had probably never been called to meet with a blind murderer before. But it moved forward in faith, and Saul became Paul and one of the greatest missionary of all times. Who knows what God will do with the people he asks to serve? The only way to find out is by taking courageous steps in obedience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, Holy Ghost. God is moving by his spirit. So a lot of times we think that God can't use somebody. Praise God. But let me just tell you right now, God is a God. Amen. He will get the worst of the worst. Amen. He will get the murderers. He will get the prostitutes. He will get the drug addicts. Praise God. And he will raise them up right before our eyes and then tell them they must suffer great for his name's sake. Come on, Holy Ghost. Is the church asleep today? Let's show the devotion. It's a church sleep today. God is wanting to wake up the church today, praise God, because he's able to transform anybody. He's able to make the meanest person, praise God, the nicest person, praise God. Is there a true conversion that God is doing in somebody's life today? Praise God. You remember you was this way, and then God changes to be that way, praise God. And you think about it, and you look over your life and see where God has brought you from. Oh, you can say, Lord, I thank you for the grace and mercy that you bestowed upon me. I was this way, praise God. But God, look what you did in my life, praise God. You brought me from a long way. You brought me from the dirt, praise God. And then you picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground, and then changed my life. Are you ready to be converted today, saith the Lord God? Yes, Holy Spirit. Are you ready for the Damascus experience? Are you ready to get it right with God? Are you ready to be converted? It saith God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you. Many times of suffering was actually the gift from God to help Saul transform. Let me just say that again. Many times of suffering, we don't want to suffer for Christ's sake, was actually the gift from God to help Saul transform his life. He sent Ananias to teach him the truth. I fully believe this is something that God still does today. Come on, somebody. He uses us. He uses us. Somebody say, God uses us. Jezebel Shia. Ananias went to Saul, restored his sight, baptized him into Christ. What do you learn from the story of Saul? We cannot blindly hold on to the religions of our fathers. Come on. Saul had been brought up in Jerusalem, studying with Gamaliel, one of the finest teachers. Ah, come on. God put him with him. But God had a plan. Somebody say, God had a plan. God had a plan what he was doing. Praise God. Yet, call you about Shanda. Whoever he has placed you with in his time, he has a plan. Who's teaching you today? Praise God. Who's teaching you truth? God is bringing forth truth today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He could have said, I was born under the law, and I will die under the law. But he didn't. When he learned the truth, he obeyed the truth. Sincerely and good conscience are not enough. Come on, somebody. Saul, who was then known as Paul, states that he lived his whole life in good conscience, so he thought. And can anyone question the sincerity of a man like Saul? Yet these qualities, admirable, though they may be, or not enough to earn salvation. His fervent zeal and our fervent zeal are not enough. We see people from other religions whose lives demonstrate the strength of their belief. Yet their fervor cannot save them any more than their sincerity can. The terrible thing had been done in the name of zeal, just as Saul did in his time. This is not a saving trait. Paul thought he was saved. Come on, somebody. Confessing Jesus as Lord is not enough. Come on, Holy Ghost. Saul had no doubt that Jesus was Lord there on the road of Damascus. Yet that realization did not save him. Praying to Jesus for salvation is not enough. Paul spent 3 days fasting and praying. Yet when Ananias came to him, Ananias said, get up, get up, get up, come on. Be baptized and wash your sins away. Ananias said, come on, Holy Ghost. Calling on his name, Saul was still in sin. Come on. He thought that he was saved. He thought that he was doing the right thing. Just because he was praying, just because he was fasting, was not enough. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He still was in sin. He had to hear the good news of Jesus to accept that good news. You see, Saul wasn't saved on the road to Damascus. He was saved 3 days later. Come on, Holy Ghost. When he called on the name of the Lord, washing away his sins, we today must follow in Saul's footsteps of faith. We must believe in Jesus, confess him as Lord, accept him as Savior, and put him, come on somebody, yes, hold on, double shot, accept him as Savior and put him on in baptism, washing away our sins. The Lord is the same today, come on, and the message is the same today as it was nearly 2,000 years ago. Every time now, praise God, everybody want to preach, amen, praise God, oh, you're going to get a house, you're going to get a car, you're going to be this, you're going to be that, running around the church, glory to God, jumping up and down, but still come out, praise God, the same way, praise God, read the word, get no foundation, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, but I'm here today to tell you, glory to God, that God is raising up a people that's going to do his will, praise God, we must be converted. converted in our spirit. We must be converted in our soul. God is getting ready to do miraculous things. So God says, hey, Kodarabashanda, he's going to meet us on the road of Damascus. Are you ready, church, to get another encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ? He asked him, why are you kicking up against the prick? Why are you kicking up against my work? Why are you kicking up against my people that's doing my work? Praise God. And I tell everybody, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter, praise God. When God calls a person, amen, praise God, whether it be wife, husband, brother, sister, children, praise God, but they have anointing upon their life, praise God, you better be careful what you say against them. You better be careful what you do against them. You better be careful how you talk to them, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because they're the ones that's leading God's people. They're the ones that's God's mouthpieces. They're the ones, amen, to bring correction, praise God. They're the one, if they're living in right standard with God, you better be careful, amen, praise God, because you don't know, praise God, the authority that they have in heaven, praise God. He asked Paul, why are you kicking up against my church? Why are you kicking up against my people, praise God? Why are you putting your mouth on them? Why are you dragging them out, praise God? He said, but you're, come on, God of Oshaya, glory to God, glory to God. You're going to be converted, but you're going to suffer much for my name's sake, saith the Lord thy God. Paul thought he was saved all that long time because he read the word, because he knew how to preach, because he knew how to teach. He knew how to dissect the word, but he never got a chance to know who Jesus was, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, the Bible says, amen, when he met the Lord Jesus Christ, and then when he seen it, the Bible says, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, a light began to shine around him, praise God. He had the encounter that nobody knew, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, even the ones that was around him, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. They heard the voice, but they saw nobody. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. It was, yes, God. It was Paul's encounter. It was his time to get a resurrected Christ on the inside of him. Praise God. The Bible says, amen. All the ones that was with Paul, praise God. When God blinded him, praise God, in the name of Jesus, they had to walk him, praise God, where Ananias was. I'm a shake. So God had to blind him. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, amen. He sat there, praise God. He sat before the Nebuchadnezzar. He was praying, praise God. God told Ananias to go in, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The anointed man of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The one that says, no, God, I can't go to him. That man is a rough man. That man is a murderer. That man, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, came up against your church, and you want to tell me to go talk to him, praise God. That's wrong with the church right now. We get pick and choose, amen, who we want to minister to. But I'm here to tell you today, get a spirit of boldness, because God has needed somebody. God has needed the people, praise God, to bring them in, praise God, to be converted in their heart, praise God. And I'm here today to tell you, praise God, God wants to convert us. God wants to make us right before him. God wants to purge our heart. God wants, we have to be meet for the master's table. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God is trying to clean up the sin. He's trying to make us right with him, praise God. Are you kicking up against the prick in your ministry? Are you doing what God has called you to do? Praise God. Are you going where God is telling you to go? Praise God. But you're getting ready to get a Damascus of the Spirit. You're getting ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ for real, saith the Lord thy God. Some of you are getting ready to be knocked down off your high horses, saith the Lord thy God. Some of you are getting ready to get back up, praise God. Some of you are getting ready to get spiritual blindness so that you can see clearly, praise God. Some of you, praise God, your eyes are getting ready to open so you can see truth. Somebody shout truth. God wants us to see truth, praise God, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready, church? Are we ready? Are we ready for the Damascus experience? Are we ready, praise God, to do that, what God has called us to do? Are we ready, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit? Paul met him, praise God. He didn't know what was going on, praise God. All he knew, he was on his way to do what he wanted to do. But there was an encounter, praise God, and God is getting ready to do something supernatural in the lives of his people, praise God. You're going to get a one-on-one with the Lord, my God. God, I give you the glory. Are you ready, praise God, to get true for real, saith the Lord thy God? Many of you walking, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, with the spirit, yes, God, with the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. But I hear the Spirit of the living God. You are getting ready to meet the power behind Jesus. Because God says, amen, praise God. It is time out now, praise God, for playing church, praise God. It is time now, praise God, to get into the holies of holies. It is time now, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, to get in my word. Who dare, praise God? How dare you, praise God? Speak against my people, thinking that you got it all together, saith the Lord thy God. We don't have it all together, praise God. We all got fault. We all sin daily. We all got to get it right, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, created me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me, God. Nobody want to hear a message of correction. We want to hear the word, praise God, that God is getting ready to bless you. Yes, he is getting ready to bless you, but something's got to take place. You got to get your heart right with God. You got to get your Damascus experience. You got to come to God and say, God, I need truth today. I'm a sheikh. I know the word, praise God, but now I need truth, God. I need your truth, Father. I need your truth deep down in my soul. I need you to move in your mind. I need you to move in my life like never before. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, my God, I give you glory. Somebody give God the glory this morning. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for truth. God is revealing truth in this season. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. You will see, praise God, some people. Yes, Holy Spirit, be moved out of position that God can put the right ones in position, save the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. There has been many pastors, many, praise God, in ministry. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that's been doing his will. But praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, but they've been doing the way they wanted to do it, praise God. God. They wasn't doing the way God wanted to done. I'm a sheikh, but I'm here to tell you, praise God, there is going to be a rise in the spirit of the living God, because God is getting ready to put the right ones in his place. Amen. Praise God. God is getting ready to put the ones that's been laboring, praying in their basement. Praise God. God is getting ready to raise up a people that you think not. Praise God. Yes, that might have been one, praise God, that been doing all kinds of evil, but God is able to change somebody overnight in a second, saith the Lord thy God. Don't leave nobody out, praise God, because God says, amen, I am working on my people in this season, saith the Lord. They will know truth. They will see truth, praise God, and I'm getting ready to expose the ones that say they're serving me but not serving me. I'm getting ready to do an exposure, because I've given them time to come out of their sins, saith the Lord thy God. But they will see the nakedness of my people. They, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. You will see the real deal coming forth in this season, saith the Lord thy God. You will see my army rise, saith the Lord thy God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout with me today, praise God. That's a prophetic word from the Lord. The Lord is getting ready to move in a supernatural way. He's getting ready to meet some people on their road to Damascus. He's getting ready to meet some people in the basement. He's getting ready to meet the people that's been in prayer. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for moving in our lives. We thank you for breaking barriers, God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Now we're going to ask God to do it for us. Lord, do it for me. Let's go rewind today. This is Rewind Sunday. God, I don't have it all right. Come on, Holy Ghost. But God, help me to make it right. Help me to show truth. Yes, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Let's bless God. Let's give God the glory for him loving on us. Come on, let's give God the glory for him protecting us. Come on, let's give God the glory for him exalting and elevating us. Come on, let's give him the glory. Lord, we thank you. Going to a song. I'll be right back. People of God. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost.
Lord, do it. Lord, please do it for me.
Lord, do it for me.
This is the cry of your children. I'll say it again. If you get in trouble, you can say,
Lord,
do it. Because we know you to be a way maker today. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it.
Lord, do it for me.
Because we know you're a doctor. Heart is heavy, you can say, Lord,
Lord,
do it. Do it for me. Please, sir, right now. If you read your Bible, read the story. About the man that could not see. Hallelujah. But he heard that Jesus was coming by. Just inched his way along and cried out, Jesus, lay your hand. Please lay your hand on me. And I heard the blind man say, I know you can do it. Thank you. You took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. I know you can do it. Oh, yes, you can. You went to the graveyard one day and told a dead man to get up. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So here's my little problem, Jesus. Fix it for me right now.
Oh.
I'm gonna ask you one more time, 'cause I know you can do it, Master. I know you can do it. You went to a wedding one night and turned water into wine. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So please,
do it for me.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
for me. Right now. You see, when you ask the Lord to do something for you, He can move in a hurry. Do it for me. While I'm still singing, do it for me. Right now.
Come on, come on, come on. Do it for me right down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. God is going into the trenches. Come on, Holy Ghost, to get His people. And you say, Lord, do it for me, praise God, while I'm still saved. I need to see truth, God, in this season. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That God says, amen. Praise God. He's getting ready to pull back the covers. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's getting ready to show the real deal and who's really standing for Him. Amen. Come on, somebody. Jesus, fix it for me. Let me see truth on today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm going to the street called straight. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. See, God is getting ready to make the crooked places straight. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God on today for that song. Praise God. Lord, do it for me right now. Praise God. Somebody say, God is going into the trenches. Amen. To get His people. Praise God. Yes, you may be walking today. Praise God. And yes, you might feel that you're saved. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But you're getting ready to get a Damascus experience. You're getting ready to get the one-on-one with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're getting ready to see what truth really is. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God on today. Come on, somebody say, I thank God on today. What He is doing, praise God. I thank God on today, praise God, that He's making my heart right. I thank God on today that He's purging my heart. I thank God on today, like we say all the time, Lord, created me a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within me. I just don't want to say the words. I want God to create in me a clean heart and renew, God. Come on, renew, renew, renew a right spirit in me so I can see truth. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Ghost. God, do it for us today. We know God don't want to leave no man behind. Come on, that's what my pastor say. Amen, Pastor McNeil. God ain't going to leave no man behind, praise God. If you see one lagging on the way, praise God, come on and pull him up, praise God. Don't leave him there in the dirt, praise God. Pull him up, praise God. God desire to save them as well. And you might look at him, praise God, and say, no hope. But I'm here today to tell you, praise God, if you keep praying for your family, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, there is hope because God, if God saved you, He will save your family. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. The road between Jesus spoke directly to Saul in order to reveal His identification, amen, and unity with those who were suffering pain and persecution. Come on this road between His old life. Come on, His old life. I'm talking to somebody today. That was your old life. But see what Paul did, praise God. Jesus brought him out of his old life into his new life, praise God. Saul discovered that Jesus experienced the pain of His followers in such a way that it became His pain. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Jesus had to come, praise God. Paul, Saul, why are you kicking up against the prince? Why are you messing with my people? Why are you threatening murder things out to them? Praise God. But let me tell you today, your pain is becoming Jesus' pain. My God, I give you the glory. If you are doing that what God has called you to do, praise God, just know that God is with you. My God, I thank you, Jesus. Keep on doing that what God has called you, because see, that was Saul. It was his old life. But then God, the Lord Jesus changed his name to Paul. Praise God. Saul to Paul. Praise God. Somebody's getting ready to get a life-changing experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Yes, I used to do that. And don't let nobody take you back to your old Rasha. Don't let nobody take you back to your old life. Praise God. Yes, I used to do that. Praise God. But look at God now in my life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And some of you don't even look like what you've been through. Praise God. You've been through the mud. You've been dragged through the mud. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But look at God. He raised you up, put your new anointing on you. Praise God. They don't even recognize you. Praise God. Just like they did, praise God, with Joseph. When they seen Joseph, amen, after they did all that they did to him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. They didn't recognize him, praise God. So I'm speaking to somebody today under the sound of my voice today that whatever you've been through, wherever you've been at, praise God, God is pulling you out the trenches today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You're getting ready to see truth, praise God. Like the Holy Spirit says, some of you are getting ready to get knocked down off your high horses. Yes, you know, and some of you are getting ready to get back up. And some of you are getting ready to be spiritual blind that you can see clearly. Come on, somebody. And some of you, praise God, are getting ready to get your eyes open that you may see truth. Praise God. See, God has a plan for your life, and he don't want you to be messed up. He don't want you to be left behind. Praise God. So whatever he has to do to get you right, just a different thing of being called and being chosen. Oh, my shake. Paul was not only called, he was chosen by God. And he said, yes, you will suffer much for my name's sake. So if you're going through suffering for the persecution of the namesake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you are doing something great for the Lord. And truly, 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 he will reward you according to your work. My God, I give you glory. What is your work made of? Some of you abandoned your posts. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Get back on post. Get back seeing what God wants you to do. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Your blessings is coming from above. He said, oh, now my I will look to the hills where cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord. Glory to God. He said, I'll give you power to get wealth. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. Those are the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I give you glory. Man will give you temporary blessings, but the Lord Jesus Christ will give you blessing that will last forever. My God, I give you glory. Father, I thank you. Thank you for the word today. Thank you that you're moving in our lives today. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. My Shatoyatande. Oh, come on. Distance is not a barrier in the Lord. Praise God. Receive the Holy Ghost in the Boshanta. I don't care where you're at. Praise God. Receive it in your spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is a gift from God. From heaven above. In the name of Jesus, I give him glory. Oh, come on. Give God some glory, people of God. Come on and bless his holy name. Come on and tell him thank you because he's God all by himself. We give God the glory. Glory to his name. We thank him today for his word today. We thank him that we're going to examine our hearts today. We thank him, yes, Holy Spirit, that we will see truth. That truth shall prevail in our lives. In the name of Jesus. I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to thy people on today. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I am done with the word of the Lord, and I pray, amen, that you was blessed. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, by the word of the Lord today. Yes, Holy Ghost. We thank God, amen, for moving in our lives. We thank God, amen, because he loves us. We thank God. We thank God today, people of God. This is our word for the day. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, it's hard for me to shift out the Holy Ghost today. Glory to God. Oh, God, I thank you. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, your tithes and your offerings, amen, praise God. If you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to get in touch with me, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. I thank all the ones that has been sowing into the ministry. You are keeping us on board. Thank you so much. Thank you for the ones that sponsored month to month. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I give you glory, God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. I want to say blessings to Pastor Matthew McNeil and Pastor Ilona Waters. This year make the fifth year, amen, of them being pastors. This is the year of grace, y'all. Come on. This is the year of elevation. Come on. Yes, Holy Spirit. They are Mount Carmel International pastors. Amen. Praise God. They've been ordained. Amen. And I think I see my spiritual dad. Amen. On the air with us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We, Bishop Butler, myself, amen, Apostle Hollis, amen, ordained them 5 years ago on yesterday. Praise God. So congratulations. Stay on the wall. Keep speaking. Keep blessing. Keep moving. Keep talking. Keep preaching. Keep teaching. Amen. And once and for all, keep standing on the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. For joining me today. I'm gonna see if I can get Bishop, amen, on the line. Amen. And he can have a word, amen, with us this morning. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, daughter. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. Amen.
We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. Are we on live air right now, daughter?
Yes, you are.
You know, praise God. I didn't know, woman of God. But you know what? I cover the pastors of Mount Carmel International. They are teaching. They are sending forth the word of God.
Ah.
Hallelujah. And I celebrate.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. I celebrate, glory to God, for what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
celebrate. And woman of God, the word that came forth today. It's a time,
yes,
of elevation. And he is pulling back the veil.
Come on.
Everything will be revealed. You can be.
Come on.
You can go higher. You can move forward.
Come on.
Rosha, you will be revealed of where you're truly at. I love you, daughter. God bless you for the word today. Hala. And I'll receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, everybody. We thank God, amen, for the bishop, amen, coming on this morning, amen, praise God. Don't forget, amen, on Tuesday at 6 p.m., he's been doing an extraordinary work for the Lord. He's preaching, teaching, amen, praise God, encouraging, praise God. And, yes, his ministry, he will make champions. Come on, hallelujah. So we thank and praise God for all of you, amen, that joined me on today on the line, amen, praise God. I pray for you. Let me pray out, amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, God has truly, truly, truly been a blessing. I thank God, amen, for all of you, amen, that's been coming, encouraging, staying, amen, learning. Come on, somebody, elevating in this season. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I give God the glory, amen, for Pastor Matthew McNeil and Pastor Ilona Waters, amen, on today. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for all that he is doing. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray out. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, that street called straight, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, we will try. We will stay on that street called straight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we cancel every assignment of witchcraft, yes, God, over me, over them, God. By the blood of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness that's working against our purpose right now, God. We cancel right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Every evil foundation problem, God, yes, hold on, Roshanda, over our life, be broken by the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I call forth the glory of God to take over every evil foundational problem. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, for all the ones that's been blessed in your kingdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that their finances will open up, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for the good cause, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I disconnect us from every disappointment, God, in life, and I pray, God, for divine establishment, and Lord, I ask that you vindicate us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, 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 God. Every power working against us, God, in marriage, God, be burned up by fire, by thunder, and by force, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Every power working against our finances right now in the name of Jesus. Every power working against our ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Every power working against our jobs in the name of Jesus. Every power working against our children in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, God, you are God of war. I ask you to arise, oh God, and let our enemies be scattered, God, in the name of Jesus. And I call forth divine assistance of the Holy Ghost to terminate every power of the enemy. And I ask, God, for full restoration, God, for thy people. God, I pray, God, that you will bless us from a place of victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and name. In the name of Jesus, God, that place of victory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm asking that you have your way right now, God. Oh, God, that you will move by in the houses of your people, God. Oh, God, right where they're at, God. God, I pray that you will break every evil foundation, and we will arise, God, in the person that you have called us to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we will see truth. We will see truth. We will see truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that your blood prevail, God, against every working demon. God, I ask that you cancel it by fire, by thunder, and by force in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, have your way, God, today. Bless thy people. And God, we say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, God, for what you've already done. Thank you, God, for purpose, power, and prosperity. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. I got a song for you. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name. Jesus loves you, and so do I.